Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across much of Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze, making it pleasant to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, missiles launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight, as the IDF reveals the scale of its recent strikes in Operation Roaring Lion, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Also, Operation Eternal Darkness shook Lebanon as Israel's targets were revealed. The Secretary General of Hezbollah is expected to address the ceasefire between Iran and the U.S., as reported by Mariv earlier this hour. Also this hour, despite negotiations with Lebanon, Israel continues its strikes on Hezbollah, with Iran facing a critical decision on escalating tensions. This comes from Ynet's reporting from earlier today. Separately, tensions rise between the Shiite party and Hezbollah over negotiations with Israel, as reported by the Lebanese newspaper An-Nahar via Israel Hayom from earlier this hour. And finally, in Munich, police investigate after explosive devices damaged an Israeli restaurant. The Eclipse Grill Bar has been a local culinary staple for nearly two decades, as reported by JTA earlier this hour. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago about the death of Dr. Ali Zaiter, a Hezbollah-affiliated director at Lebanese University, in recent military operations in Bint Jabal. Al-Arabiya_Eng shared earlier today that Israeli intelligence identified Hezbollah leader Nail Qassem in Beirut with around 100 fighters, with reports of casualties from the encounter circulating online. Ziad Asali, a commentator, expressed that Shin Bet does not view Jewish attacks on Palestinians as acts of terror, highlighting a controversial perspective on dehumanization, as shared earlier today. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's Operation Roaring Lion, I-24 News reports that the scale of recent strikes involved over 18,000 bombs and 4,000 targets, emphasizing Israel's military reach. This escalation aims to deter further aggression from Lebanon, impacting regional stability. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Mariv reports that the Secretary General of Hezbollah is poised to speak amid a ceasefire with the U.S. The operation's impact on Hezbollah could shift the group's strategy and influence political dynamics in the region. Meanwhile, as Ynet highlights, Iran faces a strategic choice, risking a deal with the U.S. or escalating its support for Hezbollah. This decision could alter diplomatic relations and affect negotiations with Israel. In a related development, a report from En-Nahar in Israel Hayom outlines growing tensions between Hezbollah and the Shiite party over direct talks with Israel. These internal disputes could weaken Hezbollah's position and alter the negotiations' trajectory. And finally, JTA reports from Munich, where police are investigating explosive devices at the well-known Israeli restaurant Eclipse Grill Bar. The attack raises concerns about anti-Israeli sentiment in Europe, affecting Israelis abroad. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports concerns over holiday gift cards, with some retailers requiring physical visits to use them, highlighting gaps in online shopping options. Separately, Mariv Business warns of potential cyber threats, as Silicon Valley's Anthropic limits its new model's use to major companies, aiming to strengthen cybersecurity measures. And finally, Walla Business notes the Israeli government's approval for increased production of aero interceptors a month into the conflict. This decision bolsters Israel's defense capabilities. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.